is the Celebrity Authority Show. Please welcome your host, Sam Cawthorne.
Well, here we are. We have Georgia Lloyd here in the Celebrity Authority Studios. It is great to have you here, Georgia, and thank you so much for coming in. Now, you're a thought leader in leadership and management. Tell us a little bit more about your journey, who you are and what you do.
So I have spent 20 years working in a whole bunch of different organisations, different industries, different functions, lots in operations and management. And a lot of what I'm doing now is I've moved into technology recently after having spent most of my career in media. And what I've noticed is there's not a lot of women in technology even now.
Look, by the way, why do you think that is?
I think a lot of it's actually to do with how we as women actually think about ourselves, and we grow up thinking we're not really smart enough to actually be in technology. It's a boy's job.
Why do you think women do grow up that way, thinking that they're not smart enough or they're not as good as? Is it something from our forefathers or is it something genetics? What do you think?
Well, it might be genetics. Yeah. What we do know is the ability for kids to discover boys' jobs and girls' jobs actually starts a lot earlier than what we think. Mm. So sometimes it's as early as 2. And then by the ages of 3 to 5, when kids are in kindergarten, there are actually some kids who know how to tell the difference and pull the other kids up if they're playing with a boy's toy and they're a girl, or vice versa.
Hey, Georgia, let's go back for a moment. Tell us a little bit more about your childhood and the way that you grew up. Did you grow up here in Sydney? Because that's where you're based now, yes?
I'm based in Sydney now. Yeah. No, I grew up in a small country town in New Zealand called Thames.
North Island?
North Island.
North Island, very good.
Excellent. And I was one of 4 girls. And my mum was one of 5 girls. And so my mum was a bit of a rebel. So we didn't get Barbie dolls to play with. We got diggers and we had to play outside quite a lot. Mm. And Dad was also very, very non-typical. When I was very young, he actually changed careers from being an aircraft electrical engineer to being the first male nurse at Thames Hospital.
Wow, that is fantastic. So a real innovators and disruptors in general. And when did you make the switch from New Zealand? As a family, or did you do it individually?
Me and my sisters all travel back and forth because my dad's Australian.
Okay.
So I came over just a year ago now. Mm. It's in fact my year anniversary next week.
Ah, very good. Very good. And I'm sure you now love Sydney. Tell us a little bit more about the change. And in general, people do change. And obviously, as you're noticing now, there is change that is happening, particularly in the tech world as well. Do you think that we are at a place that we need to be, or do you think we need to have more change specifically when it does come to women in tech?
I think there's a lot that we can all do as individuals. What we do know in technology is we've actually got a really big pipeline issue. So girls aren't choosing technology at school. They're not going to university and doing STEM subjects at the same rate of boys. It's marginally better, but not nearly as good as we would have expected 15 years ago. And I think a lot of that is actually us as women being role models for the girls around us and the other women, and showing them the way and actually saying, yeah, it is all right. You've definitely smart enough and you're definitely good enough.
So we need role models such as yourself. And do you think it's when we do see these role models, we're now given permission to be the greatest versions of ourselves? Or tell us a little bit more about your message in the world right now.
So what I've discovered is it really is about us as women giving ourselves permission. Mm. It's not role models is part of it. But really, it's about us going, actually, yeah, I am awesome. And I like technology. Instead, we go into careers like accountancy and be business analysts. And really, manhandling a spreadsheet is just the same as writing a computer program. Mm.
So I suppose the question on, I'm sure, everyone's lips that is listening, how do we give ourselves permission? Is it as easy as just waking up one day and I'm going to decide to give myself permission? Or... Is there a formula?
There are some tools that you can absolutely use to make practical changes. It's definitely a process. We have so much conditioning and so much that we just don't actually think about when we are living our everyday lives, like the way we talk to ourselves. Mm-hmm. So we really need to interrupt the patterns that we've got into in the way that we talk to ourselves and the way that we talk to other people. Then we also need to actually take some action. It's not enough to just sit back and expect to have this whole meaningful life change without actually doing anything. And then the third piece is actually become the role model that you wish you had.
Great. And so I love that three-part formula. Under my understanding is, you know, first of all, change your language and obviously, you know, and then take action, and then obviously the role models. Is that right?
Yeah,
that's fantastic. So what are you looking forward now in the future of women in tech, and also even the future of Georgia Lloyd?
The future of Georgia Lloyd. I'm really looking forward to seeing more women take this journey along with me. Technology as an industry is really crying out for the cognitive diversity that women bring to the table. It's been a male-dominated industry for so long, and there's an awful lot that women have intrinsic in their skill set that's going to be really, really critical as the industry keeps transforming.
Georgia, we certainly need voices like yours in the marketplace. Absolutely. What is Georgia doing for her time off? What do you do to recharge your tank? What do you do to, I don't know, disassociate from your core focus? Do you read, walk along the beach? What do you do?
Well, first of all, I don't really ever disassociate. For me, life, work, everything is all intrinsically tied into me. I love to read. I love to learn new things. And one of the more recent things I took up is actually boxing.
Oh, wow. That is awesome.
Yes.
Well, congratulations. Hey, Georgia, you're super inspiring. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Celebrity Authority Show. However, just before you leave, we have this challenge, and it's the 10 questions in 60-second challenge. Georgia Lloyd, do you accept the challenge?
Yes.
Yay. All right, Georgia, your time starts now. Favorite color?
Purple.
Favorite food?
Potato.
Potatoes, like anything, just roasted potato.
Fried, roasted, fried, mashed, sauteed.
favorite celebrity?
Jordan Peterson.
Jordan Peterson.
Mm.
Oh. Favorite actor?
Kate Winslet.
Kate Winslet. Oh, yes. She was in Sydney recently. Favorite professional speaker?
Well, there's this guy called Sam Cawthorn that's pretty good. He'd probably be my favorite.
favorite book?
Power of One.
The Power of One. I love that. And the movie is pretty good as well. And that's my next one. Favourite movie?
Favourite movie would be Titanic.
Titanic. Oh, I can just imagine the Kate Winslet. And favourite city?
Ooh, that's a tie between New York and Sydney.
Oh, very nice. Favourite drink?
Pinot Noir.
Favourite pizza topping?
Bacon.
Bacon all the way. And Georgia, if you could be an animal, which animal would you be?
Seahorse.
A seahorse? Why a seahorse?
Well, I love horses, but seahorses, they just kind of tootle around the ocean and they just look awesome.
That is awesome. Thank you so much for joining us here at the Celebrity Authority Show.
Thank you. Woo.